Hello, it's Allegra Lowenstein, and welcome to Small Steps, the podcast. I'm out here today watching the world transform here in Southern California, already from green to brown. We're a little offset in more than one way, but our seasons tend to come a little bit at a different pattern, where this winter and the spring are the green seasons and the summer and the fall are the brown seasons. And it's been a beautiful spring. The super bloom happened. Proof that Mother Nature still has the pull, as people waited in line to see massive blooms of flowers. And after all that green, you know, it didn't last forever and it all turned brown. And that's where we are today. So, for this episode, I just wanted to touch base on accepting change, accepting the fact that as much as I love spring and greenery and flowers, truly, deeply, to the bottom of my heart, that's the kind of soul I have. My soul is made of flowers. But I can't have them year-round, because if they didn't keep growing, then I wouldn't have fruit now, would I? Or seeds, and then there would be no new plants to grow. So, one of my favorite words is ephemeral. I don't use it very often, but I do really like the word. And one of the reasons why I like it, quite honestly, is because it's a little bit of a sad word. Nothing lasts forever. We don't stay young forever. We don't get flowers forever. The most awesome party that you've ever been to has to end at some point. And I think that's really important in the 21st century, where we see things through this weird lens of social media. And I think that the message out there on the social media world is that it can last forever and you can have it all. And you can't have it all forever, and that's just bullshit, okay? So, we're all depressed and stressed out, and it's largely because of this hyper-exaggerated perspective that we're receiving. Moment of honesty. I was about to say that I'm not even on social media that much and I'm still influenced by it, but that was a total lie. I'm on social media all the time. In my heart of hearts, I don't feel like the type of person who is on social media all the time, but I am. proof that even a person who's obsessed with self-development and living my best life, you know, that we are all human and we're all sucked into these things, even when we think we shouldn't be and actually try hard not to be. Like, I don't have Facebook on my phone. I don't have the app on my phone because I found when the app was there, I clicked it all the time and it was too easy. So I told myself, okay, I'm going to take the app off and I'm not going to put the app on. Well, now I just get onto my web browser and go to the web page, and basically I'm just punishing myself and making myself have a less pleasant experience on my social media browsing. But it hasn't, the idea being that I would use it less because it was less easy and less pleasant, but I don't know how much of a difference it's really made. And that's okay. I'm still figuring this out, just like we all are. Right? So whether you're still figuring out how to eat the way you want to eat, or how to be on social media the way you want to be on social media, or how to make yourself get more exercise, or how to be more mindful, how to be more present, you know, how to get rid of toxic relationships out of your life, whatever, right? Like, this is just the human experience. And why am I talking about social media? Because social media really does warp what we think is happening in the world and what we think is happening in other people's lives, even when we are full of critical thinking skills and intelligent, observant people, okay? Like we are, like you and I are. It doesn't matter, because media, all media, is very pervasive. Media is, it's everywhere. It's sometimes not subtle, but it is very, very often subtle and insidious. Okay, and that was before social media, right? Social media took what already existed, where, you know, media controlled these messages and put them out there, and we would consume them, right? And media is a strong influence, right? Unfortunately, I don't know, this is, you know, I haven't studied this in detail. Maybe there's an argument going on. Does media represent what's happening in society and culture, or does it control what's happening in society and culture? I don't know. Maybe nobody knows. Probably people have different opinions. It's probably a little bit of both, like most things. But certainly, it is well known that the way that media portrays women's bodies, women's sexuality, even fucking women's intellect, okay? Because it's 2019, we're already deep in the thick of 2020 presidential elections, and, you know, the way that women who are running to be, you know, for the candidacy are talked about and treated, like, I had to confront face to face and confront my own biases. I was being really dismissive of the women, and I didn't even realize it. Oh, it's like a dagger to my heart. I didn't realize it until I read an article about how the media is so dismissive of women. The media hyper-scrutinizes any mistake that a woman makes and is generally much more forgiving of mistakes that men make. And I was doing all those things, and it was really like a dagger to my heart. And I had to be honest with myself, right? That I had done all those things. Because it's really easy to be like, no, I'm not being biased. I just really don't like her. And it's like, no, I was totally being biased, and I was being absolutely dismissive, and I was saying things like, oh, she's not authentic, or, oh, she screwed up that one thing. Like, I did all these things, and I didn't even realize that it wasn't being true, and that I was picking up on these subtle cues that are all over the place. All right, so that's just how media shapes us and influences us, and it's very hard to figure out if these ideas and thoughts are even our own, okay? And that's a little bit disturbing, but it's the truth. And so being open to shifts and being able to acknowledge that, you know, a belief or, a, you know, it wasn't even really a belief of mine, but it was almost more like a passing comment, but tied up into a belief, you know, we have to be able to let go of all these things. And all the more so with social media, because honestly, it's even more pervasive. I think it's, in some ways, it's less subtle because it's everywhere, and people do talk about the effect of, like, everybody puts their happiest face up, right? And either you've had this experience, or you guaranteed you know someone who's had this experience. You know, you have a friend, you've been a little out of touch, but you see them on social media, and then you finally get together, and then they're confessing, like, you know, they're getting divorced, their marriage is falling apart, their kids in therapy, this and that and the other, and it's like, oh, well, wow, all those professional photos that you were posting on Facebook didn't, you know, portray any of that, right? And so I think people are aware that this is happening, and yet I don't think it really makes it any less makes it any less difficult, so it doesn't make it any easier to be immune to it, right? I get triggered the hell out of stuff I see on Facebook, people I care about even. And for me, it's all like my ambitions, right? So I don't follow as much. Like, I just kind of keep it to my closest friends who I'm really looking at their feeds, but then I'll follow like interesting business and professional development and personal development type of stuff because I like that stuff. But then I see it and I'm like, oh my God, I'm not working hard enough. Oh my God, I'm not, you know, doing enough. I'm not doing this well. And I have all these thoughts. It's totally ridiculous because I know that I'm basically fantastic and not practically perfect in every way. And then I'm like organized and thoughtful and create amazing content and super prolific, organized. Did I say that? Yes. You know, I mean, I'm killing it, but I still have these crazy self-doubt thoughts. So it's normal. Okay. This is just to say, whatever you feel, whatever you think, whatever triggers you, 100%, my friend, you are normal. Okay, it has a different flavor in all of us, but we all do it. And that's kind of the beautiful journey of life, is to confront this and change it and transform it. And, you know, by the time we get to be nice and old and sitting on our rocking chairs, then in the November of our life, you know, hopefully we will be very at peace and happy with the world. So everything changes. That is perhaps the only thing that we can really say with certainty. Everything changes. And when we look outside and we watch the changing of the seasons, wherever you are, whether things are still growing strong and green, or they're starting to wither and dry, or if you're not listening to this as I release it, you know, depths of winter, whatever. It's the opportunity to live in that moment, to appreciate that part of the cycle, and to know that it is not forever. And this advice, whether we're looking out the window at the seasons, or whether we're thinking about any aspect of our life or the world, it is such a powerful reminder, because all that social media, all the news, all the craziness in the world, the politics, you know, the scary, scary things that are happening, we can find peace knowing that this is not permanent. This will also change. And in hard times, that's very beautiful and very comforting. And in wonderful times, it can be a bitter pill to swallow. And we can still remind ourselves that it's beautiful. The process is beautiful. The journey is beautiful. The births, the growth, the deaths, literal or metaphorical, there is beauty in every phase. And it's our duty to learn to embrace it. It's the path to healing. And we're so lucky that simply looking out our windows, or even better yet, putting on your tennis shoes and stepping outside while you listen to this podcast, is a reminder to that fact. Not just a reminder, a testament to that fact. With that, I'm going to sign off here today. I hope you enjoyed it. You can always find more info at AllegraLowenstein.com. If you like this episode, I would highly recommend my forthcoming book, based on the subject of my podcast and my year-long program, Small Steps, Big Magic. It's probably not coming out till at least 2020. If you're super eager, why don't you just go sign up for my year-long program, Small Steps, Big Magic. You can find that on my website, AllegraLowenstein.com. It's an amazing immersion into all of these beliefs and philosophies in super simple and rewarding ways to integrate them into your life. I hope to see you. Go back to my podcast page, leave me a comment, and have a blessed day.